Look out. I mean, God just took them to the carpet like right now. They got up and they hugged each other. Yeah, they did. They knew God was dealing with them. Whew. So if you hit the carpet tonight. Oh, Jesus. Michigan City, Indiana. Carla and I were ministering there not too far from here. And we were teaching. And I was blowing the shofar in a repetitious pattern several times. And as it was being blown, there was a man walking in the door who had never heard a shofar in his life. This man was scheduled on Monday to have rotator cuff surgery. He never made it to the doctor. He said when he heard those repetitions, every time a blast went forth, he felt something hit him in his shoulder. Literally felt it hit him. The great physician. The great physician. You know, God's doing some things right now. The most common manifestation that we see in meetings is people come in pain and they leave without it. Pain doesn't belong to you. It's the devil. Pain doesn't belong to you. It's a weapon of the enemy. In the place where God, where the trumpet is sounded, God fights for you. He's fighting for you right now. That man never had surgery in the natural realm, was totally healed. Totally healed. Pawpaw, Michigan. Lady was sitting all the way to the right. I remember it so well. She came up at the end of the service. She said, I want you to know something. When I came in here tonight, I had one good ear and I had one deaf ear. And when the trumpet was sounded, the deaf ear opened up and I can hear from both of them tonight. That's the God that I serve. That's the God that we serve. Give him a shout tonight. One of the things that people would often ask me in the early days of when I started blowing the shofar was, what happens when you blow that? It's like the atmosphere changes. And I'll be honest with you, when I first started blowing it, I didn't know what was going on. And then the Lord started showing me through the Word. You know, everything God has you do, you're going to find it in the Word. And everything that's of God is going to be supported by the Word. And if it ain't in the Word, it ain't God. If it ain't in the Word, it ain't God. In the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 10. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. That was the voice of God, a great voice. In Revelation 4:1, after this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were a trumpet, a shofar, talking with me. The voice of God is like that of the sound of a shofar. In Ephesians chapter 2 verse 2 it says, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince and power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. The devil lives in the air, the atmosphere. When we are obedient to sound the trumpet, we are releasing that which is like the voice of God into the camp of the enemy. I'm going to tell you, that's a good reason to blow the trumpet. I like driving the devil a little bit crazy. In Genesis 1:1, it says, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light, and there was light." God spoke. God released His voice. When we are obedient to blow the shofar, we are releasing what that which is like the voice of God into the atmosphere. And the voice of God is the breath of God, and the breath of God is creative in nature. Whew. Oh, how many want the breath of God tonight? Get in your receiving mode right now. Get in your receiving mode right now. Stay in His presence. Just stay in His presence. Father, you know how the battle's been this last couple weeks. God, the enemy's tried to inflict sickness upon us. He's tried to keep us from being here tonight, God, but You brought us here. And God, I think we just need to get this healing stuff out of the way right now. Father, pour out the healing anointing, God. Pour out the healing anointing, Father. Touch Your people, God. Touch us, oh God. Breath of God. Breath of God. Breath of God. It's okay to even test them and see if some of that pain left. I believe some of that pain's left in some people already. I thank You for it, Jesus. I thank You for it, Jesus. Thank Him tonight. Thank Him tonight. Oh, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Oh, I know some would say this shofar stuff's kind of crazy. Oh, yeah. Oh, some would say that. Some would say waving the flag's kind of crazy. But you know what? That's a form of worship. That's a way of expressing our love to God. And we can express it the way that God puts within us. We don't have to be bound by religion. We can dance for God. We can blow the shofars for God. We can shout for God. We can run for God. We can have liberty for God. We can be free in God. Some of you tonight, when you were up here dancing, I sensed it so strong in my spirit. Hey, what God was saying, you're a carrier. You're a carrier. And you're going to take it back where you go. And where you go and you dare to step out, God's going to bring liberty. God's going to bring liberty. God's going to bring liberty. Whew. I don't know about you, but I want to walk in liberty. I'm going to tell you something. Dance ain't in my nature. I got two left feet. I got no beat. I got no rhythm. But when God says to worship me, look out. Hallelujah! Woo! It's okay. Whew. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. Whew. Jesus. Jesus. Mm. Let me tell you what happened last night. I had several of the guests who are right in here now sitting at my dinner table.